Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dr. Marionette Miller Meeks about her campaign. Why have you decided to seek this seat, the Iowa 2nd Congressional District?
Well, when I ran before, I had talked extensively about the Affordable Care Act and what was happening. And since that time, the health care reform has been even worse than what people predicted. And Washington is a mess. And I think we need to send a doctor and a veteran to Washington to fix it.
And you have previously sought this seat, which is currently held by Dave Loebsack. Do you think that the climate is different this time?
I think with the botched rollout of the website with the Affordable Care Act, people losing their insurance when they previously had insurance, rising premiums, the cost that's much greater than expected, part-time work that's increasing, which led to President Obama delaying the employer mandate. When you look at all of these things, and then the Washington Post released this week that they expect the cost to small businesses, 66% of small businesses, to increase from, I think it was $590 a month to about $1,100 a month cost for these small businesses. When you look at all of that, one can't keep from saying that things are not going in the direction, and I think the public at large isn't pleased with Congress, they're not pleased with the administration, and they don't think the country's headed in the right direction. So I think there is an opportunity, having gained credibility on the concerns I had before, and also as a doctor, to be able to fix the problem.
And as well as your work as a doctor, you've also served as the director of the Iowa Department of Public Health. Would you give us a little insight about what you did in that role?
I think within the Department of Public Health, we had to maneuver through several budget cuts or anticipated budget cuts. The first one was right as we came into office in 2011, which happened to be from the previous administration. And, you know, our job was to make sure we could deliver needed services to people despite those budget cuts. We were able to incorporate lean concepts like Lean Six Sigma, quality improvement, so that we could look at our processes and keep our staff to deliver services, but do it in a manner that was more efficient. We launched the Healthiest State Initiative, vision screening for children, and a variety of programs all geared at helping people to be responsible for their health, but to give them the assistance and the need and support to make healthy choices the easy choices.
All right. And in addition to health care, what other issues are really pulling at you to run for this office?
The fact that the lower and the middle class are being squeezed, people are not seeing take-home pay rise, and having worked in a state department that issues rules and regulations, and having been a small business owner as a physician, I really see the impact of those excessive, overzealous regulations on business and growing business, which prevents us from, you know, creating the kind of jobs. We can take the policies of Governor Branstad that's been very successful in our state, and we can export those to D.C. and really see our economy grow, help our young people, help those that are lower class or middle class that aspire and want to be more and to create more. Also, government accountability. I know that government can work for people, and it can work in such a way that instead of safety nets, we can have trampolines, which catch people but propel them into jobs and fulfilling their potential, as all of us want to do. And the government right now, no one thinks the government is accountable for what it does. Governor Branstad has a transparent administration. We were asked to do that as state agencies and directors of state agencies. And I think that when you look at Benghazi, Fast and Furious, the NSA, the drone attacks, the IRS activities where they spy on political enemies. And then, last week we had the FCC determine that they were going to put monitors in media outlets. I don't think any media person would want somebody from the government coming and overseeing and micromanaging their activities.
And you've worked both, you know, in the public realm and in the private realm. What qualifications do you feel you have for the seat in Congress?
I actually think that you said probably the most important qualification of all, and that is I grew up poor. I put myself through school working and going to school, and I've worked both in the private sector, in the public sector, the government sector, and in the academic sector. We need people with real-world experience in Washington, D.C., that knows the impact of rules and regulations and policies that they create that hamper the middle class, that hamper the lower class from achieving more. We need to put an end to corporate welfare that doesn't allow us to grow the kind of businesses and have the kind of lifestyle that all of us want to have. We need to put an end to trickle-up poverty, and that's the policies of this administration.
All right. And in closing, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I want to thank you very much for interviewing me today and helping us launch our kickoff campaign to kick them out. And we'd like people to follow us on Twitter, to like us on Facebook, and go to the website, MillerMeeks.com. Get involved, vote, and be part of a government that you want to change.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Dr. Marionette Miller Meeks. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.